grace, mercy, it's in the room, power, faith, compassion, it's in the room. It's in the room. It's in the room. Our Father hears us. It's in the room. All fear is gone. Victory's won. Whatever you need, it's in the room. Whatever you need, it's in the room. Miracle, faith, favor, it's in the room. No longer are we abandoned. We are fathered by Jesus. He's in the room. He's in the room. Our Father hears us. He's in the room. Say, all fear is gone. Victory is won. Whatever you need, it's in the room. Whatever you need, he's in the room. It's in the room. It's in the room. Our Father hears us. He's in the room. 'Cause all fear is gone. Victory's won. Whatever you need, it's in the room. Whatever you need, it's in the room. Hallelujah. Whatever you need is in the room. All fear is gone. Victory is won. Whatever you need is in the room. Hallelujah. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, or altogether worthy, or altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon the cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon the cross. 'Cause here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. We'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon the cross. To worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Hallelujah. Glory. To worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, 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 hallelujah. Oh, 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 to worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Did anybody know why you were created? Hallelujah. To worship you we live, to worship you we live to worship you. No other reason. Hallelujah. Oh, 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 hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I lift my voice to worship you. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship thee, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Come on and lift your hands. Worship thee, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh, Lord, glory, hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands up and praise him, hallelujah. He's
good morning, good morning. Let me just share, the Lord's always helping us and helping us this morning. Let us go to prayer. My Lord, Savior, how much light we need from your heart and the spirit when we cast our burdens on and care on you, upon you, Lord. You're strengthening me to do what you was my falling short of. Lord, give us our concern. We give it to you. We're able to get on with our own life, with our more loving spirit and more kindness and giving and heart, just as you did for us. Lord, thank you for our outstanding leaders, the Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the Reverend Dr. Nicola Roberts, for keeping us focused on you for 11 years. Lord, we thank them, Lord. We thank them, hallelujah. Lord, we give them the peace that they need, Lord. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family that shared honest light worldwide, that kept us all connected, Lord. We thank you this morning. We pray for the staff, Lord. We pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning. We pray for a special prayer for Reverend Dr. Nicola Roberts, Lord. Scrutiny like never before, Lord. Give her the peace that she needs, Lord. We pray for the bereavement family, Lord. We pray for everyone. We pray for special prayer for Minister Robin, Lord. Pray for her family, Lord, this morning. Scrutiny them like never before, Lord. We love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York, for greeting and seating us. Good morning. This is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas, honored to serve as one of the co-founders, along with Dr. Nicola Roberts of Mississippi, Monticello, Mississippi. We are grateful this morning as we're celebrating our Founders Week. Thank you to each and every one of you on the line. See so many family, friends, and supporters of this ministry throughout the years. We appreciate each and every one of you. So I'm extending the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we want to tell you to put on your spiritual safety belts as we continue to go through this week, each and every day, celebrating our Lord and Savior. We all have been saying that this call has had the hand of God on it since October 25th, 2010. Dr. P.K. Roberts, Nicola Roberts, and yours truly started this journey with the scripture from Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. The mission statement that God has given us throughout this journey is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We invite you to visit our website, themasterscall.net, the Masters with an S, themasterscall.net, and there on the site, you'll see the whole list of speakers for the week. It has all of our calls archived, and it's, I call it just a smorgasbord of words, so you can take a word break, a praise break, and be encouraged and edified. Our theme for this year and for especially this week, we're excited because we know that this, our Lord and Savior, has downloaded in us and has been speaking through us literally all this week, that he is doing some prophetic suddenlies, and that's what I love to call it, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed in us and through us. And we come from the place of Mark 15, Mark 16, I'm sorry, the 15th through 20th verse. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, not just this week, but always as a greeter, which we heard our minister Cynthia do this morning, or as a host that I'm standing in today, or with the anointed worship of our minstrel, Minister Roslyn Peters today, or if you have a word from the Lord, which we'll be hearing shortly, there's room for you. And all you have to do is go to info@themasterscall.net, info at themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or yours truly, will get in touch with you. We came together due to and because of the phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago. And we are excited that this is a company that has nutritional health and wellness products, garments, skincare line that helps make the world better. The theme for this great company is an appointment with artists will change your life. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday. And it's a team of great leaders who give out vital information on the benefits and all that goes on with our great Artist Life company. Now that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-817 pound, 617 pound. And if you have a mobile service that tries to charge you, we do have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday. And it is always a power-packed call that we encourage you, invite you to join right after this call. Well, let's get right on because we want to get our speaker for today up and have, and he have plenty of time to share the word of the Lord with each and every one of you. I'm sure you all have seen the flyers and the posters and definitely have heard his name through the years, but I want to give you just a brief bio about him and encourage you to go to our website where his complete full bio is listed. Our speaker for today, our mouthpiece with a message, and I do want to thank our Pastor Everett Thomas for making that connection for us, is none other than Dr. Psalmist Pastor Ben Tanker. Now, since he came on the national scene back in 1990, there have been many titles associated with Ben Tanker, from the Quincy Jones of gospel to the father of gospel jazz. He himself explains that technically the music is the same. A Christian C note sounds the same as a non-Christian note, but as a minister, God releases his spirit and power through me, and the music becomes a vehicle of salvation to carry God's love in healing and deliverance. Now, as a modern-day David, and often referred to as the minstrel, Ben Tanker has a strong anointing to play under the unction of the Holy Spirit and has witnessed tumors melting, people being raised out of wheelchairs, deaf ears opening, and relationships mended in his concerts and crusades. Well, he has won 9 Stellar Awards, been nominated for 34 Stellar Awards, 8 Dove Awards, and 3 Grammy nominations, and is the best-selling gospel jazz instrumentalist in the world, with over 21 gold and platinum records lining his walls. And he's earned 13 Stellar Awards, 1 Blue Mac Award, and has multiple Grammy, Dove, and Soul Train Award nominations, and is the best-selling gospel jazz artist of all time. Also, a hitmaker producer, Ben discovered Yolanda Adams and has produced several top records for her, as well as collaborated with Take Six, Fred Hammond, John P. King, and many others. All of this from a man who has never had one lesson. In 1998, one of his mentors, Dr. Creflo Dollar, laid hands on Ben and commanded him to dare to be different and avoid the hireling spirit in his ministry. Therefore, he has a unique approach to concerts and tour lives. He has a recent album where it's titled Ben Tankard is Back with Rise. He recently has been inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, Stella Honors, and he's one of the most influential talents of our time. And so we are so excited to be able to say he's recorded 20 CDs in the last 25 years, and he is a certified pilot and flies his planes to 100 shows a year. He works closely with our Pastor Joel Osteen, again, Creflo Dollar, and he speaks to the National Basketball Association. I was blessed to meet him, and he humbly accepted our invitation way back when I was a student, a president of our student government grad theology at Oral Roberts University, and he came and blessed our hearts, and through the years, it's been clear the hand of God on his life and on his ministry. So I want to introduce to some, as I present to others, our mouthpiece who will be bringing the message of God to us this morning, our dear friend, Dr. Ben Tankard. Good morning, man of God. The floor is yours. Let's make sure he came in on the right line, Kai. And maybe you may have to put it in Q&A mode. His number starts with a 615. Let me pull up the board, you all. Hold on just a moment.
Check 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. The floor is yours. Thank you so much for accepting our invitation. Have your way.
Good morning, Pastor V. Love you so much, sis. Thank you so much. I mean, I think you and I have been friends since Jesus Christ was in diapers. Come on,
I'm
somebody.
Telling you.
But thank you so much for reconnecting with me, and hopefully everybody can hear me okay on a clear line this morning. I'm calling in from our Tennessee home. We are blessed to have homes in several states, but I'm in Tennessee today, in Nashville today. And so I love you guys. Thank you so much. The introduction was phenomenal. I need to hire you to go on the road and introduce me when I go come on stage, girl. But love you guys so much. Of course, my name is Ben Tankard. My lovely wife, her name is Jewel. We have 5 wonderful children, 7 wonderful grandchildren, and just got our first great-grand. We're young people. I got started on this tribe in college. And so not an old guy, but we've done a lot of things and have been out here on the battlefield in ministry almost 30 years. And many may know my story, but I'll just share it in 2 minutes or less here just so you can know who's chatting into your ear this morning. And I grew up down in Central Florida and came up in a city called Daytona Beach, Florida. But that's kind of a misnomer because we came up on the side of town where we never saw the beach. You usually think of beach and vacation. But I came up on the side of Daytona where we never saw the water. I came up in poverty. We were experiencing destitute times. My parents were Christians, ministers, in fact, and loved God. But they subscribed to that theology that the poorer you were, the closer you were to God. So therefore, I was raised in God's lap. We had welfare peanut butter, powdered eggs, powdered milk, hamburger helper with no hamburger. Come on, somebody. You know, my daddy used to walk around with food stamps on a money clip. And we had nothing as a kid. However, I'm 6'6" by the time I'm in the sixth grade. So, of course, everybody in my community encouraged me to play basketball because they thought that would be my way to maybe go pro and get my family out of this poverty that we were in. And so I played basketball, but I also was a musician from birth. I used to make little drum sets out of my mom's pots and pans. on the kitchen floor. Then later, when I joined the high school band, I played drums in the band and played tuba, excelled at tuba. In fact, I became the number two tuba player in the nation. By the time I graduated from high school, I had 30 scholarship offers for band, 30 scholarship offers for basketball, and 60 offers on the table. Full ride for somebody in the hood was a miracle. So early on, I knew there was the hand of God on my life. Moving forward here, how I got into to the basketball is I took the basketball scholarship because we felt like that would be a way for me to come back and go pro. And so in my heart, I wanted to do the tuba. I wanted to do the music, but I went the basketball route chasing the money. In fact, the first year of college, I dropped out because I had an opportunity to go overseas and play pro. And then I had gotten invited to the Portland Trail Blazers and joined the NBA, but I was injured in rookie camp. And so here I am, no money, no contract now. I'm so depressed about missing this opportunity because they cut me from the team when I got that injury. That's what drove me back to church and the Lord. Went to church because I thought this little Pentecostal church would have some chicken dinners and mess around and got saved in this meeting. And the minister prayed for my hands and told me to sit down to the piano. And I put my hands on the keys and I began to play, just like you hear me play on my 20 CDs. Never had a lesson, and God has really blown on this. The music gift is what made me a millionaire. We have homes in, we live in Nashville in the mansion, but we have vacation homes in Detroit, Destin, Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia. And so to go from poverty to having homes in four states, you know, enough cars for the whole family and flying my own airplanes, two airplanes, I mean, I think that's kind of a favor of God, and I'm not giving it back. I thank God for his hand on my life, and I get to go around and do concerts, and we have a reality show called The Tankards, Thicker Than Water, The Tankards. You might have seen it. It's in its fourth season now. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. That's what got me here, I'm appreciative of the opportunity to share my story and encourage people. I'm also a pastor. And so that's my story. And I'm glad you guys called me this morning to chat with you because I love getting up early in the morning. In fact, I have a book called The Full Tank Life, The Full Tank Life, that I wrote that was a bestseller because I was blessed to hook up with Joel Osteen and been working with him for the last 12 years with his Champions Network and his his book agent met me and liked me and signed me to a book deal because she witnessed me serving Joel, and the book went bestseller. So there's a power in connection. You have to be nice to everybody because you don't know who's sitting next to you and who's holding the next chapter of your destiny. And so this book that I wrote, Full Tank Life, became a bestseller, and I'm often asked for the elevator pitch of the Full Tank Life. Why name a book The Full Tank Life? Of course, my name is Tankard, and it's a play on my name, but I wrote it because everybody can relate to gasoline. We've all been driving, and we have seen that low fuel light come on. Now, I don't care what political party you're in, what race, what age group, I don't care what your preferences are. When the low fuel light come on when you're driving, that changed your ride. I don't care where you came from, how you was raised, where you going, who you voted for. When the low fuel light comes on, that makes us all connected. We all react when the low fuel light comes on. And I separated in my book in three different categories. Category A person, when the low fuel light comes on, they will speed up because they want to hurry up and outrun the gas and get to their destination before they run out of gas. But unfortunately, you can't outrun gas. Personality B, that person will slow down, turn off the AC, try to conserve energy, let the windows down, turn off the radio, drive real slow because they want to stretch gas. But you cannot stretch gas either. I'm part of Group C. Group C will pull over and get a full tank, get a full tank. And that's what I'm teaching in this lesson this morning and in the book, that you need a full tank in every area of your life. You don't want to have the low fuel light on in your health where you're just about to punker out. You don't want to have the low fuel light on in your relationships or your walk with Christ. You certainly don't want to have the low fuel light on in your bank account. That low fuel light is very, very nerve-wracking. In fact, have you ever been in the car and you wasn't in charge? You was on the passenger side, and the person that was driving was in charge, and the low fuel light came on. And you got a little nervous. You said, hey, bro, or hey, sis, you notice the low fuel light on? You were all nervous. And then they tried to play it off. Oh, I know my car. I know how long I can go. What? You mean to tell me you want to put my walking abilities in your hand by guessing how much mileage you can get on fumes? That is a scary place for somebody else to be in charge, Pastor V, and you feel helpless, and their low fuel light is on. Now that's on the ground. Okay, you run out of gas, just pull over. You know, you can't. We've seen people with a gas can. Somebody say, "Okay, I run to get some gas." You know, it's not a big deal. It's not life threatening, but that's on the ground. I am a pilot. I fly my own airplanes, and so it's one thing to have a low fuel light on the ground, but you certainly don't want to be in the air and the low fuel light, ding, that light comes on, because it's not like you're gonna pull over at 20,000 feet and say, "Fill her up." So I'm even more critical about low fuel when I take off in this airplane, because the choices are limited when you go on low fuel. But the same thing in your life. The higher you go in your life, the more critical it is that you pay attention to what's in the tank. The higher you go, whatever career you're in, whatever marketing company, whatever business, whatever entrepreneurship you're in, whatever ministry, wherever you are with your children, your grandchildren, your relationship, the higher you go, the more intense it is, the more important it is that you have a full tank. And I mean a full tank spiritually. So, in a nutshell, if I'm on an elevator with you and I only have 30 seconds, to share with you something before I get off on the top floor or whatever, before you get off the elevator. And it's only a minute for this elevator pitch. And I need to give you something that I believe can change your life. And it cannot be critical to a particular industry, because we all do different things. What I would tell you is this, and I put it in my book. It's called Self-Aligned 759. I'm glad we have early risers this morning, because this particular topic is based on getting up early. I did some study, and I found out some study, and millionaires included. I studied successful people, and I found out that people who are high earners and very successful in life, the thing that they have in common is that they are early risers, and there's certain things that these people do before 8 o'clock in the morning. And so I pulled this into my book, and this is chapter called Self-Aligned by 759. You want to write this stuff down. It's really quick. Self-Aligned by 759. What does that mean? That means when you get up in the morning, point number one, get up in the morning, you don't want to begin your day with your cell phone. You don't want to begin your day with your cell phone. Why? Because if you do, you begin your day at somebody else's pace. You're chasing their social media posts. You're chasing their text, their email, and you have not even connected with your creator. You haven't connected with God. So in this book, I tell people the first thing you do when you get up is you pray and you praise. Pray and you praise. You praise God for life, and then you pray the day out. Do it early. And then number two, you exercise, and then you eat. Exercise and eat. Don't have time to go into detail about the power of exercise and eating a meal early, but you all probably have heard it before how that's one of the most important things you can do is eat early, get fueled up. So pray and praise, exercise and eat. Notice the letters are the same. Then the next step is read and reflect. Read something. Feed your mind through reading and reflecting. And then the final step is dream and direct. Dreaming means you're pulling stuff into your mind. Imagination is like a preview of coming attractions. And there's no budget, you know. You're just dreaming, letting your mind run wild. And then you write down the vision and make it plain on paper, pull pictures from the internet, create a vision board, and you ponder this like a director ponders a movie where he's looking at the screen and he's pulling the pieces, the middle part, and this scene goes here and this scene goes there, like Tyler Perry would look at, put index cards on his wall, and he'll make that trade that scene here, and he'll put this behind this actor, and he's pulling this stuff together like a jigsaw puzzle. That's what you do with your vision. And you pray, you praise, you exercise, you eat, you read, and you reflect, and you dream, and you direct. You do all that stuff before 7:59 in the morning. If you do that, you'll have a full tank, and you'll be able to go to the next level in your life starting tomorrow morning. I mean, you might not need to go back to school for another degree. You might not have to relocate. You might not have to get divorced. You might not have to start all over. Just don't begin your day with your cell phone. Just pray and praise, exercise and eat, read and reflect, dream and direct, and you do all this before 7:59, and just sit back and watch God change your life for you. You know, there are several, as I get ready to wind down here, thank you guys so much for having me. As I begin to wind down, let me share this story with you. You know, being a pastor, a recording artist, a reality TV dad, a pilot, a real estate developer, a motivational speaker, a granddad, a dad, you know, producer, writer, you know, I have learned this. People will put a period behind your name, but God is in the comma business. And so there's a comma coming in your life because people will say, oh, yeah, that's Ben Tankard. He was a screw-up in college. God says, no, that's Ben Tankard. It's a screw-up, comma, the dog catcher. Yeah, I used to catch dogs when I was young, comma, or the producer, comma, the writer, comma, now the pastor, comma, the reality TV dad, comma, the speaker for Pastor V's group. Comma. I mean, God is in the comma business, but people are in the period business. So never let people period you. Keep your spirit open for the comma. And I had to learn this the hard way because several years ago, with a heavy schedule, over 100 concerts a year, pastoring the church, trying to keep my life going and all this stuff going on, these were good things. But people would call and say, or see me and say, hey, Tank, how you doing? And I said, man, I'm the busiest man in the world. I'm the hardest working man in the gospel. I'm the hardest man in the world. I mean, I'm tired, man. 5 cities in 3 days. And I was actually talking negative about something that I had prayed for several years before. I'm living in the miracle, but, oh, my goodness, I'm complaining like it's something bad. Like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm the tiredest man in the world. You know, and so God challenged me on that. He said, man, how can I do more for you if you are whining about where you are right now? So stop being so negative and open your heart. So long story short, I had opportunity to go to Memphis to speak to the NBA players over there in Memphis, and I parked my plane in front of this private airport called Wilson Air. And when I went in Wilson Air, it was not even made up like a private air, I mean, like a public airport. It's made up like a $1 million home. And I'm from the woods, y'all. I'm country. I'm like, dang, you're tired up in here. And the white lady that was working in there, she said, sir, may I help you? And I'm sitting there looking at a picture on the wall of a white gentleman. And I said, who's this guy on the wall? She said, oh, that's Mr. Wilson. He owns this place, Wilson Air. And I said, well, that makes sense. But it seems like he would be able to afford a hotel that's better than Holiday Inn, because on this picture, he's posing in front of the Holiday Inn. She said, sir, he owns the Holiday Inn as well, all 1,700 locations. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy has an airport and a Holiday Inn with 1,700 locations. Wow, it would be great to meet this guy, one day. Sister V, what happened when I said that? Somebody tapped me on my shoulder, and I turned around, and it was the same guy that was in the picture. It was Mr. Wilson. And so I got to meet him. He said, yeah, my name is Mr. Wilson. How are you? We got to talk, and I told him I was there to talk to an NBA. He goes, oh, okay, I got season tickets. Maybe I'll see you over at the game later. And so I got in the limo, and on the way to the game, I really began to get mad at myself because I was like, man, you just met somebody who had 1,700 locations of something plus an airport, and all your dumb tail could talk about was basketball. You should have shut your mouth because you missed your mentorship moment. You could have asked him what was going on in his life for him to be able to run a company like that. You the one complaining about your schedule. You the one whining. You the one, you know, all stressed out. Man, you should have just shut up and listened. And I was really upset at myself, team. So when I got to the game, I'm sitting behind the team. I'm supposed to be encouraging the Memphis Grizzlies. I didn't even care who won it because I was so mad at myself. But God is a redeemer. Halfway through the third quarter, guess who walks in with his ticket in his hand and walks right in front of me like he's trying to find his seat? Mr. Wilson. And guess where his seat just happened to be next to? Ben Tankard. So here I am. I have another opportunity to asked this guy something. So he sat down and I said, Mr. Wilson, I don't want to miss this moment again. Let me ask you something real quick. He said, no problem, man. I said, how is it you're able to handle all this stuff that you do, 1,700 locations of the Holiday Inn and run the airport? How can you do all that, man? I'm amazed. I'm like, how in the world can you do that? Y'all, he looked at me like I was crazy. He goes, Ben, that's only two businesses. I have 53.
Wow.
Whoa! So that was a revelation for me that day, and I have never been the same. I have retired from being tired. And I go to sleep when my body needs to go to sleep. But I ain't got time to be stressed about my schedule because I ain't really doing nothing yet, and you aren't either. But we are going to get ready to, because with the full tank, you'll be able to do everything that God called us to do. Father, we thank you for this awesome opportunity to share these words. We can do more. There is a comma coming in our life. We won't open our day with cell phones, but we will open our day with prayer and praise, read and reflect, dream and direct, exercise and eat. We'll do those things necessary so we can do like Mr. Wilson and be able to take another comma in our life and do all that you call us to do in Jesus' name. My social media is at Ben Tankard on everything. If you want to sow a seed, it's money sign, Ben Tankard Cash App, and our website, bentankard.me. But if you get into type, just Google Ben Tankard and everything comes up. Thank you so much for having me. Back to you, Pastor V.
Oh, you said it all. Thank you so much. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I know folks were way over time, but you know he was full. His tank was full, and we were so blessed. We thank you, man of God, because you could have been doing a whole bunch of other things, and you made time for the master's call, and I appreciate you. Thanks to each and every one of you. He has already prayed the benediction. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Tomorrow, join us again. We're going to continue this Founders Week and take it up a little higher. Again, we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you. Go out and have full tank kind of day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.